Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I am Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Whether this is your first time or the time, whether you've listened many, many, many times, I have a show for you today. Oh, this show. It's as exquisite as the weather today. We're going to talk about bone loss, but I'm going to give you a slant on this that I assure you you've never heard before. And I assure you the root of science will back this up. And I assure you the things I'm going to bring out today are being practiced already for the advancement and improvement of health everywhere. We just haven't put it in the right perspective yet. So don't use the word bone loss as something you walk into an office with, a doctor's office, concerned about, as if your bone is simply an independent integer in the body, meaning your bone is not really bone. Your bone is just an expression of the overall health of your body. You're reducing bone to calcium and vitamin D and exercise and hormonal balancing. Any of you anywhere can Google up the five or six things you're supposed to do for bone loss. And many of you, I see it every week in the office, are so curious and so sometimes disappointed in the fact that you take your calcium, you take your vitamin C, you balance your hormones, you exercise, you get plenty of rest, you do all these things supposedly that you're supposed to do to build bone, to balance bone, not to lose bone, and somebody tells you you're in bone loss and you're curious. We're going to end that today. Lend me your ears. We're going to end that today. First concept. The bone is where the divine engineering of the human body puts its central junction box, its energy center. It's the reserve bank for the human body. It's just a place where the body puts all of its currency or all of its mineral diversity. And when you, in the totality of your health, begin to go into depletion, when you go into cachexia, when you're not building on the overall or the totality of your health, rather than that you're disappearing or deteriorating in the totality of your health, do you find yourself in bone loss? And there are hundreds of reasons for that, some of which we're going to get into today. But the central point is that we're going to begin to understand the bone like the bank, like a business that's either in the red or in the black. And if it's in the red, you're losing money. If you're losing money in your business, you go to the bank. That bank is your bone. The central bank of the body is where you have your bone and your bone marrow, which we'll get to later. Now, if you're in the black, and you're showing profit, and all the cells of your body are dancing happily and doing what they're supposed to do, and everybody's satisfied, nobody has to go to the bank for the loan. Like down there, say, in Costa Mesa, where business is thriving. Seems to me business there is all in the black. Seems to me it's all happening down there. Because there's been good practice, there's been good financial practice, and you see that representative everywhere you go down there. Now, once you're in the black, your cells do not have to send out electrochemical signals to bone. So the bone can begin to do other things with itself that we're going to get to later. Now, let's look at the reverse of this. Let's work and look at depletion. Let's introduce a couple of words, and I've done this on many, many times before. Let's introduce the words cachexia and anabolism. We say a person is on anabolic steroids. Anabolic simply means something you do to build tissue. And people exist in a balance of anabolism versus catabolism. If you're anabolic, think of your 18-year-old. Think of puberty. Think of the old days. Think of when you could get hit in a football game, bounce up off the floor, and run away. And think of going through that same type of physical abuse today, and all your bones would be broken. Young people are in an anabolic phase. They're growing tissue. Puberty is the great anabolic moment. Then there's catabolism. Catabolism is when, on the overall, you're breaking down your tissues. Why are you breaking down your tissues? Why are you dissolving bone? Why are you dissolving muscle? Why are you spending up all your soft tissue calcium? Why are you dissolving fat? People hit points where, because of stress and a whole multitude of other concerns, they cannot support the ecosystem in their body, and so they have to go to the central bank, and that's bone. So when you walk into the doctor's office and you're so concerned about your bone loss, when you write it down on your list and you say, okay, we've discussed everything else, now we have to begin to discuss, doctor, our issues about my bone loss. That's not what you're going to say anymore. What you're going to do is understand that what you're really saying is, what in my checklist, in my portfolio of health concerns, what on my list of what I know I'm supposed to do to improve my health, could I spend more time or more money or more energy doing? Because that's the answer to your question. There are 6 or 7 things everybody's going to tell you you're supposed to do to take care of your bones. And relative to the general foundational things you do day to day to promote your health, calcium and sunshine and vitamin D and hormonal balancing and exercise, you have to understand these are satellites around a more fundamental concept. Let's talk about pH. pH is supposed to tell us whether or not the fluid in the cells is acid or alkaline. And as you know, the body works in a buffer system, meaning the body to keep the pH alkaline, which means to keep the oxygen gates and flow of oxygen off the back of the calcium ion optimal, we have to have enough calcium in the blood, in the intercellular fluid, to make sure that the cell can take an adequate amount of oxygen. Otherwise, that cell goes into a low oxygen environment, and it makes terrible amounts of acid, large amounts of acid, as it shifts to what we call an anaerobic respiration cycle. So pH is very linked to calcium, is very linked to oxygen, is very linked to making sure we minimize the production of acids and we maximize the production of ATP, adenosine triphosphate, so the cell can do what the cell needs to do. Now, that's true. And, of course, the hook to bone loss is once you find yourself in an acidic pH, once you find yourself in a calcium-deficient state, the body's going to dissolve bone to basically make sure that the body buffers the blood and we can keep the pH relatively stable. If the pH gets too acidic, the body's alarm cycles up in the brain go off, and the body goes into a panic mode, and you start producing ammonia. Ammonia is extremely basic. So the body's got this whole buffer system on the back of calcium that has to do with pH, so on and so forth. And we give a tremendous amount of focus to that, and all of that's true. But what gets misunderstood is the pH is only an expression of all your fundamentals. pH is controlled by infection. pH is controlled by your biliary system. pH is controlled by your emotions. pH is controlled by your sleep. pH is controlled by your exercise. pH is controlled by your interference fields. There are literally hundreds of causes of what will throw off a pH. It's not simply your ionized calcium, and it's not simply infections in the teeth. So if you're going to put the entire span of your bony reserve, of your health, on the back of pH, you can do that, but only if you understand that that pH is being controlled by many, many, many things. So this is the misnomer. I think this is where I think people frustrate themselves unnecessarily. They have grave concerns after the age of 60 about bone loss. They go and they have their scans done. They're told they're in some degree of osteoporosis, and they panic. And then they look at their checklist, and on their checklist, unlike the checklist I'm suggesting, they're going to see their calcium, their vitamin D. Are they exercising? Often people are slapping on a little progesterone cream or creams that have progesterone and other things in them. They're out there exercising. They feel that they eat relatively well. And all these things are important, so don't misunderstand me. But if those six or seven concerns are what you call health of bone, and if you add to that then this measurement called pH, you're really, really missing the point. And the proof of it is there are so many people that basically satisfy these variables, and yet they're left in bone loss. And that's because of the fundamentals. You have to shift your concept to a checklist. Say the 87 hours on my radio archives. The 87 shows, each show is one concern that you can think about applying yourself to. Do you get your sleep? Does your bile flow? Are you digesting? So on and so forth. And that's what you do. You kick back, you look at your checklist, and then you make an educated, whether you're under supervision or not, an educated estimation of where you're missing in that list that you've comprised. So we have to look at the principles of health. And after we look at the principles of health, we have to ask ourselves where we're missing. And once we determine where we're missing, then we have to ask ourselves, based on the amount of time, the amount of money, the amount of energy that we have, can we then apply ourselves a little bit more diligently? And that's how you approach bone loss. Now, that's simple. It's simple in the sense that it's general. But it's deep in the sense that you have to understand how each and every one of those principles affects bone loss, because that's what drives compliance. Sleep, for instance. We talk about sleep, and what does sleep have to do with bone loss? Well, obviously, when you sleep, you make your hormones. And when you make your hormones, the hormones are used to do many, many things. The amount of testosterone you circulate, the amount of estrogen you circulate, the amount of progesterone you circulate, all have receptor sites in cortical bone that has a lot to do with the rate at which that bone breaks down and the rate at which that bone builds up. So when a man has more testosterone, when a woman has more estrogen, when a woman has more progesterone, they have more tools to bind to receptor sites in the cortical bone to build it up or break it down at the correct rates. So sleep influences hormone, and hormone influences bone. Infection. Are you infected? It's a question you may ask yourself. Someone may have told you you're infected with this, that, and the other thing. Well, really, we have to understand this, again, in the broader sense, and here's where the education comes in. When you talk about infection, we're all infected. Each and every one of us is infected.